DJ Artistic. DJ Artistic. Something about
the West Coast. You know how we do it. Say that you got it all.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
Burn until the sun burns your eyes. Keep burning till it sets on the west side. Let's ride, just ride all night. Let's just ride. Just ride all night.
Got a ring pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Just a grip pulled on my lap at all times. Booze be jacking other booze, but then I'll be jacking mine.
Shot call in the big ball. Advance to the next level in the game.
I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
I'm good, I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good, I'm good.
Doing hella shit. At one time, my definition of happy man is fizzing, slipping lines. I'm in the building and I'm feeling like yee. R.I.P. to the Mac. Mac.
Wrong, wrong, and then check. Wrong, wrong, and then check. Wrong and then check. Wrong and then
check. So she didn't get the divorce.
No.
The what nerve. She wanted in the, because he had a prenup. But now she's talking about.
They're still going through the
The
courts.
Nerve.
Yeah, they're not done yet.
Oh, they're still going through it.
Mm-hmm,
the nerve of her.
So that's one of the things she's bringing up in court.
So I never understood that. Like
we live.
Like even when like Kobe Bryant or any when like.
Yo.
Anybody like that got that divorce tip going on. And like. And I never forget that song. You wasn't with me when he was shooting in the gym. Like you weren't.
Yeah.
Like you didn't do the, you didn't put in that.
You had no creative. You have no creative balance.
Hey, I think some of y'all overestimate the win. Because you mean to tell me if you weren't there, Kobe Bryant wasn't going to be Kobe Bryant?
Well, Kobe Bryant was going to be.
Okay, so a lot of these cats have multiple women's and you mean to tell me that you was the sole wind beneath his wings?
Oh, wow. But then also too, she's a lawyer, right? So she wasn't a lawyer when she first met him.
Okay.
So therefore, you was going through law school whenever you were supposed to be raising these kids. So how much time was you really putting in on these kids?
So he was the wind beneath your wings.
Yeah, so
was the wind between each other's wings.
He paid for you to go through college, and now you're a lawyer. You ought to be thanking him.
How much is that worth?
Get a body.
I'm sure
exactly.
She did thank him.
Exactly.
In multiple ways.
Let's get this. Let's get this started,
but also,
man.
Also, the chronic is half hers.
Let's get
you
this.
You wasn't with Eddie? Me in the gym.
Let's get this started, man.
The Candyman is on the prowl.
Oh my God.
And for those that want to get busy,
I don't think y'all remember this. But
I remember it.
Speak up now.
This rhyme, this time, is one of a kind. Blowing
it's
your mind
shit.
Like only the Candyman can.
Yeah.
Champion.
Knocking them out. Another bout without a doubt. Once again.
What you know about that? You over there rapping the man part? You shouldn't be.
I can do everything. I do
everything. Wow.
She can do everything.
Listen to
we gotta get to this chorus.
While I'm whispering, I know you're suffering.
That beat.
So sweet a Candyman, sweet nothing's hugging and
tugging and rubbing.
Loving it all. Having a ball. All y'all girls next to me, talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but
that,
I bet we'll chill.
It's that smooth. Here we go, here we go.
Yeah.
Still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so.
Go.
Never, ever, ever gonna let you go.
Hey.
Once I get my hands on you.
Hey.
At each end.
Hey, that's that thing right there. That's that thing. Akeem Ron Uncut. This is Akeem Ron Uncut.
Yo, this is Lynn Caz. Follow me on the Instagram, LynCaz. Thank y'all for tuning in as usual. And
like always, once again, this is the drop in, now and then co-host of what we call the Raw and Uncut Podcast Show, Jay Roman Akeem. What we got for today?
Hey, man, so we're going to get it started. We're going to get it started a little bit today. Today, I've been really thinking about it.
Let's get it started.
Yeah, that was real corny.
No,
but I just want to go ahead and throw that out there.
Mommy.
I just want to go ahead and throw that out there.
I'll make you a t-shirt that say corny, but I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I want to go ahead and say this one is titled Happy Spouse, Happy House.
Okay.
Because
simp
men and weak men and in manipulating women say happy wife, happy life. So we're going to talk about it today.
Which is also true.
Let's talk about
that's
the responsibility. It doesn't matter. It's not just marriage. It's in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility of the spouse. What is the responsibility of the spouse?
Right?
Or, you know, of that person or the girlfriend or the boyfriend. Let's talk about that. What is the responsibility to the other person from the spouse? What do you got, Lynn?
I feel like you always have to make your spouse feel like they're number one to you, like they were when you guys first got together, which isn't always easy because life and, you know, bills and all that can kind of distract you. You know what I'm saying? And then when you've been with somebody for a while, sometimes you can take each other for granted. But I feel like the trick is to fight through that, power through that, and make them feel like the most important thing to you. You know, you want to try to keep them happy, and that hope that that, not hope, but just, you know, the energy that you put out normally is the energy that you get back. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's why that saying, happy wife, happy life, it's like, yes, you take care of her, she's going to take care of you. She's going to make the life happy. She's going to make the house happy. She's going to make the kids, you know, happy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's where that comes from. He's looking at me with his little eyebrows all
like, I'm just trying to wonder, like, we just said happy spouse, happy house, and you get on a tangent and like,
no, because you had said something earlier about the happy wife, happy life.
But even then, like, what about men? Like, why would that even be created?
Well, no, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a circle. It's a circle of life. You know what I'm saying? Keep her happy, that happiness comes back around. Are we hearing
this,
Jay Roman?
I mean, yes. This seems, okay, so again, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that it was created by some beta male that gets his validation from a woman. We just talked about this on the last show.
Or a wise one. We don't know yet.
No, it's not about being wise. It's about being soft, right? So whoever it is was trying to, again, validate themselves by a woman. Either a woman's trying to validate her greatness, or a man's trying to get validation from a woman by saying that.
Or it's a man who had the experience and figured it out.
I just think
figure what out?
Term. No, maybe he looked at his own, like, okay, well, when I do this, I keep her happy, that life is happier.
No. That's not, there's no such thing as that.
But it's an old expression,
right? It goes way back.
I'm not going to let her get past this. She said
time.
Maybe she threw in a jab of experience. So let me hear what you mean by this man's experience.
I'm saying it. Yeah, it might have been his experience. No. Been like,
it shouldn't be that. It should be situation. Happy us.
Well, he realized that when he kept her happy, he was happier. So it is us.
No. See, and this
he's
is what
part
I'm,
of the life.
This is what I'm saying. I think people have lost their way in relationships. Mm-hmm. I really believe there are more women trying to be in the male seat and men are trying to be in the female seat. It's happening. And this comes from this comment right here. Like, for him to believe that he needs to make his woman happy. No, we need to make each other happy.
Well, yes, she should make him happy as well.
First and foremost, my happiness does not come from the woman.
Okay, and hers doesn't necessarily always come from
him
either.
Oh, it does.
Well, then what's the difference? How so?
The reason why I'm telling you is
because
women rely on men for entertainment. Correct? Come on.
We can
come over.
Ourselves.
Come do. I'm bored. Let's hang out. Let's do something. We're always on the
some
couch.
Some of y'all are still talking to dudes for boredom.
Yeah,
like
for,
when
because
you
of boredom.
Get bored,
I
that's
mean,
the only time you call.
Too.
Men don't talk to women because of boredom.
No,
really,
we don't be bored and be like,
heck
okay,
no,
this is what entertains me greatly.
Hell no, we don't talk to women because of boredom.
Why do y'all? Okay,
I
right,
think
that's
the term
a different tangent.
I think the term really comes from it's an old term. When, you know, we got to think way back then when
back.
A lot of women were housewives.
Okay.
Inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of gentlemen were dealing with these nagging wives. And so they would make them happy with whatever they were expressing about. And I believe that the term came up that, hey, if I make my wife happy, my life will be happy, because my outside world is dealing with work, and then my inside the house is dealing with this. So I believe that's just me and how that came about. Now today,
I think it was
the way
simp.
We use
it. I think it was as a simp made it
today. I didn't say what type of guy. I just said today though, it's almost used like, you know, you won't be happy unless I'm happy in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, no. Your concern, and just think, a lot of times we'll hear this expression on movies, or we hear this expression when it comes to marriages, mm-hmm. and somebody be like, hey, man, happy wife, happy life. That's my tidbit of advice for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
true.
I'd be looking at that dude like, you sucker. What about you? What makes you happy?
Mm.
Is she concerned about your happiness?
Yeah, probably.
Then why is there not a statement or a saying that people say, hey, happy husband, happy life?
Just like it's not, what is a, like men, when they cheat, it's called a mistress. But when a woman cheats, what is he called?
A side dude.
You see what I'm saying? They don't have a name for it.
Yeah, there's not a name.
Why
for
is that? Because they
want to. Happens more often.
See, now it's not the truth. 57% of women.
No,
what I'm telling you is this is statistics. This is Census Bureau from 2018.
Now, right, but the terms go way back.
So no, what I'm telling you is back. The cheating is happening more with women now.
Okay.
So what causes it? The fact, even then, why don't they have a name for women?
Well, let's start calling him Mister's then. I don't know. No, it's weird. You can't say Mister because that's the husband. So
it's the mistress.
It has to be a side dude.
You know what I mean? It's the mistress. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't have one.
Well, so, the term they used to call it was milkman. But
milkman, yes.
The milkman came.
And the paper, through. Not the paper boy. That's inappropriate.
That was a little too low.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. So the adage, happy wife, happy life, goes back to 1903. And it's invented by, it was in an old song and also like a comedian used to say it back in the day. So
yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Said when?
1903.
That's how long there's been suckers around.
Well, a lot of suckers not going. Necessarily suckers.
Well, my thing is this. And I will say this because I've been wanting for a very
That's
long
when they
time.
Figured it out.
I've been saying happy us, okay, for a very long time.
Because
I never liked that happy wife, happy life. And sometimes I've had discussions with fellas that would be like, "Hey man, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, you make your wife happy," and then you don't think, "Well, what about
things go more
what
smoothly.
About me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What about my happiness? Does it matter?"
Mm.
Is my happiness just as important or not? Because if it is, then why not we say happy spouse, happy house?
Mm.
I think we should start really
happy, saying
that's
a good one. That's a good one. Happy spouse, happy house.
I like it.
That's how it's supposed to be. But a lot of times that just doesn't happen.
Right.
And a lot of times it don't happen because.
Write that down.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and get that game. But a lot of times that don't happen. A lot of times that don't happen because they don't want it to happen. A woman wants to be priority in a relationship.
Well, everybody wants to be priority.
No. Yes. What I want is that I want you to understand your role in the relationship. Your role in the relationship.
So where is she at in your priority list?
Just hey, you doing the job, I'm doing the job. I don't brag on the job I'm doing.
Okay, but that's not the question.
That's what I'm telling you.
So she's top priority, she's second priority.
No, I'm the top priority.
Even
myself.
For you? And yeah. then with her, she's her top priority. Wait a minute. I'm leaving.
Well, it's God. It's God first. I'm sorry. God first.
All right.
Then it's me. She's third on the list.
And then so you're okay with being third on her list because you're
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, well, as long as you know.
I don't mind that at all. I mean, I just think, you know, but, you know, that's not how the pecking order for God is, though. Actually, if I'm her husband, I'm supposed to be number one.
Oh, so she can't even be number one for herself, and she's not going to be number one for you neither.
No. If you think about it, so even in the Bible, it says, kids look up to the wife look up to the husband, mm-hmm. husband looks up to Christ,
yeah.
Christ looks up to God.
But it also says to love your wife as Christ loved the church. So where did Christ prioritize the church? Because
he prioritized the church, but the woman is is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But she's
the wife, and he's supposed to love her like he loved the church.
I hear you.
So that's like way up there. That's not third on the list.
Oh, that's definitely third on the list. And why would you say that God loved the church, but he also understood that there's a pecking order in the household?
Well, yes, but there's instructions for men too. You guys only point out the instructions.
Okay, give me the instructions for
the
men.
Women. So I just did.
No. That's a broad statement saying as God loved the church. We all knew God loved the church, but we can't measure that.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
We'll have to do more
with
Bible
me
study.
Loving my wife and me putting her in high regards.
Yes, that's the point.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That's my point. She's supposed to be, right?
She is supposed to be.
If you make her your wife,
but at the same time. The statement of happy wife, happy life means that my whole intent in life is just to make her happy without wondering about my happiness.
No.
But as soon as she's happy,
mm-hmm.
then at that moment,
everybody
she feels that I'm deserving enough to make my life happy.
That's not what we were talking about, though. We were talking about how she's third on his priority list in the household, and he expects to be above that on hers because biblically.
That's how it is. It says it in the Bible. Show me in the Bible where it says anything different. Show me in the Bible if it says anything different.
Okay, well, I'll come back to that because I'm not going to.
But you're the Bible person. You was raised in praising the Lord in the church. You don't know your role?
Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
You don't know your role.
I know my role.
Have you ever said that or get that advice to your friends, male friends, or to discuss that with your girls, like happy wife, happy life girl? He's supposed to be making you happy.
No, but I've said it in passing, like to like people at work. You know what I'm saying? Like it's more like a surface thing. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're joking with somebody that you don't really know that well, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, I did this for the wife. Okay, happy wife, happy life. You know what I'm saying?
Let me give you a scenario.
I think that statement is really toxic femininity.
Oh, my God.
It's just really, really.
But it was invented by a man, so.
What was?
And he was wrong for that.
Happy life, happy wife, happy life.
He needs to be happy, too.
So let me ask you. Let me put you in a scenario. And you guys give me your what it is. This has to do with what we're talking about. You said you wanted to play that?
Well, you know, I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't.
On there. Lynn's seen it. Basically, you know, it talks about, you know, she makes the comment about, you know, me and being the head of household and stuff like
all
that.
Right, let's
and
go ahead play it.
And she has like a little comment on that.
Let us see.
Every year around the holidays when the family gets together, somebody's got to bring up a topic that they know is going to piss somebody off. And then you got to sit there and watch them argue about it for about 2-3 hours, okay? And this year was no different, but this year's topic was the coat. You know, when Pastor John Gray said the woman should be like a coat, a covering for her man. And so I watched these people do this for about 3 hours. So somebody gets the bright idea while I'm minding my business to look over at me and say, well, Tammy, is you a coat? And I said, well, you know what? Guys, I don't really have a problem being a covering for my man. You know what I'm saying? Uplifting him, encouraging him, empowering him, supporting him, being his backbone in times of struggle. But if I'm going to be the coat, he going to have to be the hat, the purse, and the shoes. Because it's an outfit and they go together. You know what I'm saying? You know, be that hat. Cover my head. Keep my mind right.
Right.
Purse. Financial stability. Shoes. So that when you lead, I feel comfortable enough to follow. Oh, that's a word. You know what I'm saying? But it is definitely an outfit and they goes together.
Amen. See, Tammy Roman was preaching right there on her Bonnet Chronicles. You know?
So, I mean, I'm just going to tell you how terrible that is for me. I'm going to tell you for one. And let me say this, man.
I might disagree with you today on that one, man.
Let me say this then.
I'm going to say this, man, and I'm going to talk about it. And I love my sisters.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to have to use this one, man. I mean, my sisters, a lot of the black women has really bought into this feminist, independent. It's always got to be a but. It can never be. You be the coat, I'll be the coat. You right. I'm going to definitely be the coat. I'm going to do this for him. I'm going to do this for him. I'm going to do this for him. And then you don't need to rebuttal. There's nothing else that needs to be said. Why you always got to put extra lip on what is like what is being shown to you? That's like all the time if you're a teacher and you're teaching people around you a class. But they want to act like they should be teaching the class because everything you're saying, they're questioning and also asking, but what about this? But what about that? This is what I'm talking about. I love my sisters. But is it a lot of good bachelor black men? You're damn right. Why do it? Why does it always seem like it always is too much lip for my sisters when it comes to instructions when it comes to a relationship? I don't really mind what she said, but
asked her opinion.
It's like if I'm gonna be the coat, but you got to be the shoes and the cat and go together. It's too much.
It's an outfit.
It's too much of that. Just be the coat. Why aren't you happy just being the coat? You know what I am.
Because
you know what you're
outfit.
Right. But see, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to brag boast yourself because you can't singly praise your man. You can't uplift him and walk away
and leave everybody
without a doubt knowing that this man is the center of my life. I can't do that without boasting myself up first.
No, she was boasting
him. I got to boast myself up too in this conversation. If I'm going to be doing this, you got to be doing this, that, and the other. I don't want to hear that.
Him as a shoe made her comfortable enough to follow.
But
that's
Lynn,
what she said.
Lynn,
that's boasting him up.
Lynn, I need – no. I don't want – I don't want extra lip on it. You're still giving me conditions on you doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're still saying, this is a condition. No, I need you to, why in front of your friends? If we was as men, we had a couples night.
Right.
And there's 8 couples there. And all y'all good. We over here chilling. We having a little game. And the subject comes up on
The coat.
And I say, and they say, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lynn, what about you and your man?
Are you the coat?
Well, yes, I am the coat.
Yeah, yeah. See,
and
you
now
see,
that
you,
I've heard what Tammy see, had to say.
You see, no, but you see what I'm saying? Can't just leave it at that because your friends is around. Because
I think too much.
Hold on. No. You're conditioned. And this is what I'm trying to tell you right now. My sisters are conditioned to feel like they need to be equal to in every situation with their man. We need to be equal to.
Hypocritically.
We cannot just say, you know, but it's cool for a man to just say, you know what? Yeah, my woman cook. She clean. She beautiful. She take care of the household. And we walk away. We don't say, but you know what? I also clean the backyard. I also take out the trash. I also pay all the bills.
We dig y'all up a lot.
No. But what I'm trying to tell you is we don't get gratification.
We do. Y'all might not see it.
Hold on.
But
can I finish this point?
Yes, you
because
can.
Because you're trying to cover this up.
No.
You guys still do not understand this, is that we don't get gratification from back boasting ourselves when we just talked about how powerful of a woman you are.
Okay.
You, on the other hand, and I'm saying you as a black woman.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You cannot just push us up and says, you know what? He's up here. He does X, Y, and Z. He do this, and this in front of your girls. But I also feel like if you're going to do that, we got to have this. You got to be able to, blah, blah, blah.
No, it happened.
No, this is what I mean. This is what I mean by that, Jay Roman. It wasn't what she said, because I can agree with a lot of the points. It's just a simple fact is that she had to step on our face in order to get a level up on how she was looking or how she felt about how it should look. Asian women, white women.
They're the same way.
Latino women. Their culture is different. Indians, their culture is different. My queens.
No, I have a lot of
friends. You got to get it together.
They're all the same.
You
got to
cut down with the lip and understand it is okay to give us some love.
Well, absolutely.
Without stepping on our face, tell me how good you are.
You like what she said.
Oh, I'm going to follow, but.
Yes, I like what she said.
I'm going
to
be submissive.
But to speak to that point.
But.
No, she didn't say but.
But this is what I'm saying. It's always conditions.
You like what she said.
She made
you like what she said?
She made some great points. She did. And I always think about happy spouse, happy house, right?
So
she
was talking about that. You just heard that saying.
Don't say
stop it. Stop it. Well, the concept of it, okay? So now in keeping with the spirit of happy spouse, happy house, that's all she was saying. You know, spouses are two people. It's not just, okay, this part of the relationship is this part and that part. And that's
now,
what she's
saying. Can we address what I said, please?
Let me
ask you this, though.
Well, I got to answer the question, then I'll address what
there.
You said.
I'm going to help that out. I'm going to get there a little bit. Would it have been more impacting?
We're going to take the long
route. I'm going to just say that the pastor was speaking about
the scenic route.
We're going to take the scenic route.
Highway, highway one. Sorry. Okay. Not I, highway one. So, the pastor's talking about how women need to be this coat.
I know him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He a trip.
Now, how impacting would that be if that's where it was left? So the point was made. But yet now the point is not really being made. It's a counterpoint. Because the counterpoint is, yeah, but he need to be the hat, the purse,
the shoes.
And the shoes.
Okay.
So now it ain't about taking accountability and getting the word for you becoming a better spouse.
Right. Okay.
It's more about, well, if I'm going to do this, then he needs to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that is not unconditional. It's with conditions. Now, for me, I like what she said.
I love what she
because
said.
Because I hold the regards for men that we need to start being more leaders in households.
Amen.
We need to start being more of a man to our relationship. However, it doesn't
and
negate.
And we also need to do our part.
It doesn't negate her responsibility. She could have just said, yeah, I am the code for him.
But she also wanted to say more.
Would that? But no, she wanted to explain. And when you explain, it's basically saying, hold on, let me tell y'all why, girl. Because I will look a certain way if I don't say this. I would look super submissive if I just said, yes, I'm that code. But I don't
want to
look super submissive.
Do.
I'm saying I'm submissive with conditions, girl. I ain't just submissive.
No,
forget that.
No, because you've had other famous women that come out that said that they would do certain things for their man daily to please him. You know what I'm saying? Like completely submissive, like on their knees submissive. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you said an interesting word. You said negate. And I feel like both points can be made simultaneously. I don't feel like her point negates what Pastor John Gray was saying. I don't feel like that. I feel like, yes, that is true, and this is also true.
Okay, I agree with you. And so now, do you fully understand why when somebody says happy wife, happy life? Because in turn, where is the response where the guy says, hey, happy me, happy us?
Okay, happy ma'am, happy fam.
You know, whatever.
I don't know. That's
so
possible.
So we can understand now that, listen, that a lot of ladies will say that line, happy wife, happy life, mm-hmm. but they will not say the other side and equal it out. But as soon as you say something about ladies and what they need to do, oh, they got to equal it out immediately.
But it was okay for John Gray just to say the part about the coat, right?
Church.
No, it was okay for him to just make
that one point. And then when she came
I don't know what else was going on with the sermon.
Me neither. But when he made that particular point that she spoke to, then it was a problem that she said something about what the man's responsibility was. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this.
So if we accept if we accept just the coat, then we have to accept happy wife, happy
life. What I'm saying is how when you are learning anything or when you're practicing anything, when you're doing anything, and a point wants to be made. Can you soak in that point fully before you soak in the opposite of that?
I can't.
The debate of that.
Yeah.
No, because if I'm telling you, if me and you had an argument right now.
Right.
And I say, you know what? You do this.
Mm-hmm.
And before you acknowledge that you do it.
It's not the most effective way to communicate.
Well, you do this.
I agree. It's not the most effective way.
And so now, even though in the back of your head, you might say, yeah, you're still digging up points to prove what I do. And so you really didn't soak in what you did and how it affected me emotionally or how it affected me, you know, whichever going on, because you're too busy trying to prove your point. And what she was saying was right then on the jump is, hold on, girls. I don't want to look like I'm being conditioned to. I don't want to look like I'm being submissive to him.
That's what I was talking about. That's what
I
was
am going
about.
To say I'm conditioned because he does this. He has to do this because I'm going to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that he has to do this. And so with that being said,
too
I think
conditions.
You can understand why you should never use the term happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, why don't you equal it up? Because that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Lynn has anything to say.
No, I
just,
feel
we
like
just totally
you
closed
can
the door.
Still, no, we didn't close the door. The door is open. It's still a jar.
Okay, go ahead. Speak to me.
But
speak
what I'm saying is,
I ain't
you
done
can,
yet. I'm loaded.
Oh God. Yes. So you can make your point about happy wife, happy life, and say that it's just one sided and you're not soaking in the point. But we can still soak in the point and acknowledge and look at the big picture because that's just half of the picture. You know what I'm saying? You can still step back and be like, okay, yeah, that's true, and this is also true.
How often do you hear the and? How often do you hear anybody, when anybody say happy wife, happy life, how often do you ever hear a rebuttal or somebody go, hey girls, the other day, my girl was like, happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. I said, hold on.
No.
Hold on. Happy wife, happy life? Nah. Happy us, happy us.
No. But to speak to Akeem's point earlier, we do talk about the greatness of our men. We do. We do big y'all up when y'all, you know, I don't know if you guys are paying attention, if you guys are in the room when it happens.
Not just
the
stroke. Not just the stroke.
That's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like the security, the different things that we feel, the things that make us feel.
Y'all big us up.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have conversations amongst ourselves when we're talking about who we deal with to deal with them.
Absolutely. I bet you I can take whoever you talking to and put y'all in separate rooms and start asking these questions.
The next time we have a show.
And start asking these questions. I'm going to tell you right now.
We need to bring one of your friends on because I have a funny feeling we're going to find out a lot of things.
You guys will get confirmation and clarification.
No. Don't go over the things with her before she walks in this door.
I'm not going over anything. I don't have to.
Make sure, girl. I don't have to. Don't put me out there.
When I went twice.
They know our conversations.
Remember we was on that trip and I had that one night stand? Well, I told
one night stand never occurred.
Well, I told them that I don't do that. So make sure you don't bring that up.
That's fiction, not fact. But no, I'm just saying we do. We definitely have conversations. I mean, for sure, we have conversations about he did this. We went here. He did this. You know, he said this. It made me feel like this. Like, we're women. We're going to talk about our emotions. Like, okay, that happens.
I got to
And it's not simple. Always just the bad stuff.
I think if we could just simplify it, the whole question is this. Why is it that when it is the time to ask the question or the statement or to make things about the women's responsibility that you guys always respond with conditional reasons on why you do?
We don't always, but yeah, it does happen. It happens because, like I said, we sometimes will step back and look at the big picture. We're like, yes, that's it, and this is also it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. You do it as a response, not as an added statement.
Sometimes it is as an added statement, though.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it
is. So you're adding the statement. Why?
Because we want to. Because it's a thought that pops up in our mind when we're having the conversation and we're open to expressing ourselves.
So the first thought that pops in your mind when being told on how to improve or talking about the needs and responsibilities of the female in the relationship is to remind the male of his responsibilities.
Not necessarily always, but in certain cases, yes, you might think, okay, yeah, and also this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that happens. Now, if you are really, and I've said this before, when you're really ready to truly grow and evolve, you're going to look at yourself. However, I don't need you to tell me what's going on with myself. Like, I can see that. Just like you don't need me to point out all you did this wrong, you did that wrong, you didn't put down the toilet seat. You know that. You was there. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to change it, you're going to change it. Not somebody else outside of you telling you to do it.
So you guys feel like it's an attack when, you know, because it sounds like, because you know, I liked what you said. I don't need you to tell me in what I need to do in this relationship.
A self-aware person knows themselves. You know what you do.
So with that being said, when that happens, my defense mechanism kicks in, and now I got to tell you what you need to do in this relationship.
Or it's just a communication thing because, again, I'm seeing the big picture. You know, it's not always one thing. Like, it's not always super simple like that. It's case-by-case basis.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Oh, Lord.
Case. So, you know, you done messed up and we ain't got enough time for this. Okay. And time is saving you right now because I would break this
time
on
is
down.
On my side. Yes,
I would break this on down.
Well, we got it.
Save
right
that.
Now,
save that.
It is it time
some lens spin. Let's
for lens spin.
Lens spin. Okay, y'all. So, as the great Prince Rogers Nelson once said, if you don't own your masters will own you.
Yeah.
Kanye West defends Jay-Z, quote, don't let the system pit us against each other. Recently, let me let my page load. Uh-oh. Okay, so what's going on right now with Kanye is that apparently earlier in his career, Jay-Z has sold his masters, his early masters, to a major record label in the attempts to get his early masters back, which he hasn't been able to get. Jay-Z doesn't own his early masters. And so his contract was posted online, and there's a lot of people that have been weighing in and that were basically saying, after reviewing this, it looks like Jay-Z basically threw Kanye under the bus. But Kanye is like, you know, don't let people pit us against each other. And so my question...
Say that again. I kind of got lost.
Okay, so what's going on is that, you know how Kanye started under Jay-Z,
right?
And so in an attempt to negotiate to get the rights back to his own masters, Jay-Z sold the rights to Kanye's early masters.
Wow.
Like his most successful records.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Even though Kanye owns his latest masters now. he didn't own them previously.
So College Dropout, he don't own.
Exactly. Like okay, my, gotcha. Which is my favorite. You know what right. I'm saying?
Right, that was so, my favorite too.
Right?
Through the fire.
Hey. Yeah, so, yeah. Too many favorites on that one. So the contract was recently leaked on Twitter, and Kanye was recently banned from Twitter for leaking a journalist's phone number. And so when he came back, his return, basically the headline was like, don't let the system pit us against each other. And he's talking to Jay-Z because people are reading that contract and they're speculating like basically Jay-Z threw him under the bus in order to try to get his masters back, but he didn't. He didn't secure his masters.
How did Jay-Z throw him underneath the bus trying to get his masters?
In that contract, by selling his masters. So the reading the contract, the people who are well-versed in contracts and how the industry works were weighing in after reading the contract that was posted.
I mean, if you think about it, he should have called
Kanye's.
He should have called Ye's. He should have called Kanye up and like, because I know that was his friend too. He should have said, "Hey, man."
And that's my question.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, like Jay Rome. I mean, we found, but
right.
If I had something you was tied into, I'd be like, "Hey, bro, you know, I'm gonna sell these. I don't know if you want to buy them."
But when did he sell them though?
A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. That's a different time period though.
Nah, he was still balling though.
Right. So somebody who weighed in said, I have 16 years experience in the music business. It took me all night to understand Kanye's contract. Aspiring artists have no idea what they're getting themselves into. And this is why it's important to ask people who have been through it for advice. Apparently, Jay-Z sold the masters to Kanye's first 6 albums just so he can get his own masters back. Kanye's contract.
Oh,
summary.
Hold on.
Okay,
so he sold Kanye's to get his own masters back.
Right.
Yes.
That's a bitch ass nigga.
Yes,
right.
Kanye's.
Excuse my language.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a straight bitch.
Yes, that's
use
my
a
thing.
Bitch for that.
Now I want to know when he sold them. Like, did he sell them when?
No, but you hear what I'm saying?
No, he Rockefeller.
It doesn't matter when he sold them. He sold it to get his own back.
Right, but it matters to me. It matters to me because you know when we first come along and you're first doing stuff for me, we cool, but. We ain't cool.
They always been cool.
But now we develop a relationship now.
But they've always been cool.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing.
And that's why Kanye went with Jay-Z instead of going with Dame.
Like he was a producer before that. Like he, right?
Kanye was producing on.
Like what I'm saying to you is, what I'm saying is he owes that man a conversation, bruh. Okay, I'm about to sell your stuff to get mine back. How would you feel about that?
Ooh.
That's some bitch ass.
That is.
He's a bitch.
Right. So,
that just further, so Kanye could have bought his stuff.
But that just further lets me know how much of a bitch Jay-Z's always been.
I mean, it's scandalous.
I've always said he did it the same thing to Kaepernick. He's an opportunist.
Yeah. And like, where's the loyalty? Like, when you do business with friends,
he doesn't care.
Shouldn't there be a code of loyalty or is it just every man for himself? Well, apparently for Jay-Z, it's every man for yourself.
This is why I think it's wrong. Because I'm not going to go down all that stuff. I'm going to just keep a business line. This is why I think it's wrong.
Stick to the business.
Because what you're after is the same thing you're throwing him underneath the bus with,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're after owning your masters,
right?
But the masters that he probably is going to want to earn, I mean own, you're selling it to get yours.
Right.
So to me, that's you know, come on, man. That's
right.
You know,
bitch assness.
Yeah. It says Kanye owns his album 7 through 10, but the most lucrative and most critically acclaimed albums are owned by Rockefeller, which is wholly owned by Def Jam. And the majors will never sell you your masters because that's what gives them the market share and drives profit. And Jay-Z already knew that when he made that deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, hey, I got something that's hot. Here it is. Can you give me my stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about equal to what you got going on. Mm-hmm. So right. Here you go. Ha, ha, ha. You're shitting on your boy.
Right. Okay, so does friendship and business mix?
Yeah.
Does it depend on how you do
apparently not
it?
That way.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, man. He should have called him and said, hey, man, I really want my masters. We all can eat off my masters because you was my producer. So you even get money off of my masters, too. Let's figure out a way for this to happen or
right.
something.
But the way he's moving, it makes you know, feel like he wouldn't have got no money off of it. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Because I think he still owes Dame some money for
I don't think he owes
reasonable
Dame
doubt.
No money.
I think so. Dame. Well, that's what Dame was saying. Yeah.
I think he probably do, man. The more and more I'm hearing shady and shadier moves.
Jay-Z is
man.
Shady, man.
You know.
Shady. Anything else?
Beyonce better watch her back. Yep. Okay,
what
so
they gotta do with Beyonce?
Oh, because now he was her manager at one point. You know, if he does shady dealings with, you know, where does that
do
where
so
does
now,
that
so now he's sticking his hard wife hard. Over, huh?
We don't
you got know. You got him down that low now.
I don't know. I don't know that man
ain't
like,
gonna
that.
Do like that.
Damn.
We hope not. I mean, that's why I just said, you know, just it better to be safe than be sorry, you know. Okay, so in Got a New Boo news, Halle Berry confirms she is dating singer God. Van Hunt. The 54-year-old Oscar winner has dropped hints about a new boyfriend for months, but she refused to name him until now. On Thursday, she posted the caption, "Now you know."
Who's Van Hunt?
He is a 50-year-old singer himself. This is
Let me see. I gotta look this dude up.
That's a, oh, that's a bruh.
Yeah.
Okay, Holly.
Now you happy.
Okay, Holly.
Right, but basically she said that she was...
I know if that guy can get Holly, I can get Holly.
Well,
you know what I mean? I don't know if you look at him, bro.
Well, look him up.
Let me tell you something. That just further lets me know again. I always said if I was in the game, I'd be taking him down. Let me tell you something. That just proves it right there.
Hey, this is disgusting. I'm just going to let you know. I just looked up Van Hunt, right?
What'd you say?
And the first thing that pop up is about Holly. It ain't even about him.
Right, because they just made this announcement. Like, he made his announcement on...
He ain't shit.
I mean, have you ever heard of him before that? That's why we're Googling him.
You know what it is, sir? He's stroking now. Something's up. The stroking.
But she said that basically she was single for on purpose for 3 years after her divorce, and she just really needed to spend time with herself because, you know, she's a relationship-oriented person, and she didn't want to go from another relationship, from her divorce to another relationship. She wanted to spend time, heal herself, and, you know, spend time with her kids and whatnot. So I guess my question is, like, how long should you wait when you get out of a relationship to get into a new one?
I don't see no time limit.
There's no time.
Whatever makes you happy.
So you can jump out of a relationship.
Jump right back into it. Whatever makes you happy.
Be honest with the person that you're entangling yourself with.
Right.
Or who you connected with, so they understand what's going on.
If I'm vibing with this person, hey, let's do it.
I think it depends on how you feel too, because if you're sometimes you go through a breakup or a divorce and you're already healing from that while you're going through that process. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a person that can heal. I heal on my own. I'm Wolverine.
All I know is, you know, Holly, man, that's, you know. You know, I partly think she might be a little crazy.
Yeah, she is.
She might be a little crazy.
She got hit and runs and everything on her record. Remember, she did to David Justice. She assaulted David Justice.
You know.
Assaulted.
He was brave. That was a brave show.
Then she had to, she had the dude that he had to, you know, basically say he was a, what was it one guy that had to basically be like, yo.
Eric Benet.
Sex addict and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, she said we all sex addicts then, bro.
Because
ain't nobody cheat on Holly and think.
Any man walking around barefooted with shells in his dreads. Should not, come on, bro.
Hey, good job, Van Hunt. Good job.
Yeah. I'm proud of Van Hunt.
Hey, who would have known?
And best of luck to
y'all.
Hey,
good job, Holly. I'm picking a Van Hunt.
Hey. Yeah.
All right, it's the time. It's final thoughts. I'm going to speed this up a little bit today.
Hello.
We got final thoughts. Lynn, you're always first.
Okay, so in my final thoughts, I would say that when having a discussion, it's okay to see everybody's point of view. You know what I'm saying? That's the way to really, truly get to an understanding and a resolution if that's what you're trying to do in a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's what did you say? Happy spouse, happy house. So we need to look at all sides, both sides of the coin if we're trying to get that money, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? If we want to make sure that currency is real, is what I would say. So, you know, it's okay also, though, to receive what your spouse is saying without a but, you know? And I feel like it's important for us to be self-reflective, to know our shortcomings in order to grow from them. And that's when you can, don't put your mouth to the side. That's
I'm just like,
yeah, like
that's when you can.
Self-reflective?
Yeah, self-reflective. Like, you have to know, like, if I don't see my issues, I'm not going to change them. Because there's two types of motivation, intrinsic and extrinsic. So if I'm outwardly motivated, if somebody else tells me to change something, I'll change it. I'll try, it'll change for a while, but it won't stick until I'm intrinsically motivated. And that's scientifically proven. So you have to be self-reflective. You have to be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I do want to change that. I do want to do this better, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's okay. And then I also want to say, ladies, let's be those coats, and gentlemen, go ahead and be the shoes, the person, the hat. It's cool.
We need to
be the whole outfit together. And that's how I feel about it. I just closed my book. Case closed.
She did.
Simp song. I just heard that. A little simpish.
Hey, man.
Here you go, man.
I think you've been a good 3 weeks, three, 4 weeks with her final words being non-corny.
Yeah, she's been on a
and then she hit us with this corny one right here.
That wasn't even corny though.
I don't think it was corny. I would say it was more of some questionable things on her own beliefs.
Yeah, but everybody has a belief. Yes, you need to.
I don't know about that one. Reflective.
It's important. I don't see yourself. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. I got period.
You. I got you.
I don't know about you being self-reflective.
I have my own. You know, I just want to comment on yours, but you know, I'm gonna bring back my own.
Have your own thoughts. Have your own thoughts, Jay. Don't worry about my thoughts.
You know, I agree. I agree. You don't have to bring up something in the relationship. Then it becomes a tennis match if somebody highlights something that they don't like, you know, and no conversation really goes smooth if you're like, hey, you do this. No, you do this. And next, you know, we're debating back and forth on which one was more detrimental to the relationship at the time instead of focusing on even fixing it.
Right.
You know, and I remember telling somebody in a relationship before, like, hey, if I bring something to you, if you bring something right back to me right then, it makes me feel like you didn't listen to anything I just said. So whatever you're saying, I'm not avoiding it. Period. Because you're basically using it as a defense mechanism to justify what you're doing and not concentrate on whatever's going on.
Then you get nowhere.
And like, I'd rather you just bring it up on a second time, a different day. Wait 3 days and be like, hey, you know what, babe? You know, I kind of don't like it when you do this. Just out the jump. Don't bring nothing back to me just because we having this conversation now.
Yeah, I get that.
And, you know, my next thing is this. There is nothing wrong with making your spouse or who you are with happy. And I'm sorry, I'm one of them people that believe that you should be trying to make me happy like I should be trying to make you happy.
Well, amen.
And a lot of people be acting like, oh, my happiness ain't tied with this person. You done entangled yourself with this person, done married this person. And I'm going to tell you right now, he could fuck up your whole day just like you could fuck up his.
True.
But then you turn around and be like, well, my happiness, it shouldn't be coming from my spouse. Like, no, I'm sorry. Your happiness and my happiness is tied together
They affect each other.
Okay, so yes, you should be trying to make me happy. Every day you wake up, you should be thinking about me, trying to make me happy. And if you feel like, what about me? And woo-doo-woo, I don't think you was really ready to get married because you're not really ready to become one with this. You're still too busy worried about the individual instead of becoming one because now, when we grow older, things change, right? When you were single, you was out there in the club. You was dropping it like it was hot. You didn't care about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? You got your little boyfriend or something. You really didn't care about nobody else. Whatever, the little boy. You was able to lose him just as fast as you got him. But now you're in a relationship, and you want to act like that relationship still has single qualities. No, this relationship don't have single qualities. If you married, you ain't got no single quality relationship where you can just lose that person real quick. It doesn't happen like that. Your happiness should be, you should be happy to make me happy. You should be thrilled to make me happy. Just as thrilled as you was to go to the club and drop it like a hot with your girls. That's my final thoughts.
All right, man. I appreciate that, man. That's right. I like that. I do like that.
Lynn didn't like that,
no,
but I don't care.
No, it makes sense.
I want to play this song because it means a little something.
I didn't want to say but.
A lot of times.
I take your butt, razor butt.
A lot of times women don't understand that when you find somebody good, you don't need to brag boast yourself. You really need to understand that a man is very appreciative of what you do. But we are looking at you too and understanding, like, hey, if you're going to continue to have stipulations on the things that I'm doing around here,
right.
I'm going to feel a way about that. If your friends are around and they ask you if you're the code, well, damn it, you're the code. Don't say nothing else about it. I need for you to understand that you're the code. Just keep the lip closed. You're the code. Damn right, I'm the code.
What if she was like,
No. This is my final thought.
No, but what if she was like, I'm the code and she was bigging you up?
This is my final thoughts. Again, this is two episodes in a row.
They don't know about last week yet.
I can't get it all. So, again, women, this song is symbolic to what I mean. If you got a good man, you may not find another one. The chances of you finding a good one, it's slim to none. So guess what? You really need to understand. Yeah. Never find another love that's good like this. So you better represent, right? Hey, this is our King Raw Uncut. Anything else?
Jay Roman.
Man, Kaz.
We got anything else?
Yeah.
This be the outfit, y'all.
What we got? Anything else?
I'm gonna say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm working toward it. I ain't got much encouragement to get social media. If I don't, no. Y'all encourage me, but you know, that's, you know, I don't want to see y'all every day and stuff like that. So, you know, just
I'm exclusive. You can't even see me every day.
Okay, cool. That's why I would like it too.
Hey, but shout out to these numbers, man. Shout out to these subscribers. Shout out to these people that really religiously follow us. I really appreciate you. You know, through all the hate, through all the people that hate what I have to say, what Lynn has to say, what Jay Roman has to say, and as a collective whole, as what Ron and Cut has to say,
right,
then you can all go to damn hell.
I like you though, because you're listening. Right.
I appreciate it.
Feeding back.
I appreciate it, but remember, we're gonna do our thing. We're gonna have our opinions. But again, like, we're gonna be different than others. We're gonna deliver it raw.
We gotta do us. We gotta do us, baby.
Hey, this is Akeem. We got Jay Roman. We got Lynn Cass.
We'll see y'all.
And we out.
It's all rap hype, young black niggas that's mad hype. Got your station in the smash right.
My liquid niggas made a killing. We dropped 3 albums and got the whole world dancing on the ceiling. So I'm feeling like the villain that cracked that sex combo. Uh-huh. My nigga had some hoes, I told him shoot them through my condo. He shot them through, they peeped my scene in view. They started asking questions, but fuck the interview. What y'all really wanna do? They said, I said, you like rap? Go wrap your mouth around it. Rap niggas, young niggas ballin'. We on the motorcycles doing 90 down my Harlem with the gold chain swinging, falling to this greed. This rap life got us buying shit we don't need. We don't need them jet skis, but let's buy them just to try them. We splashing at the lake, we got all the ladies eyeing us down. And we can fuck around but no wife, cause all my niggas is living the rap life.
Rap niggas get money, press up and get hunted. Be like all them niggas on it. Which side rock the most? It don't matter cause it get news. Meet you on the left side of the boat coast. Driving in most, we like where them niggas go. We like anywhere, party with a